Chapter 23. General Lynn Bezenson's Z-phone beeped with a call from the Burgermeister as she was about to close up her office for the evening. It had been another frustrating day dealing with nitpicky, annoying details that UNFHQ wanted discussed with the planetary government.
Chief Administrator Logelia, good evening. To what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
Lynn said that last as a courtesy, because the woman who ran an entire planet would not be making an unscheduled call to her UNF liaison officer for any pleasant reason.
Good evening, General Bezenson. Unfortunately, what we need to discuss is not a pleasant subject. I would invite you to my office, but I am currently away from the capital.
Lynn gripped the Z-phone tightly, taking a deep breath to calm her pounding heart. The morning UNF intel briefing had not contained any threats. Not just no new threats, but no threats at all. Paradise was peaceful, and UNEF's position was good and improving. But Lynn knew it violated some unwritten rule of the universe for her job to be easy. She wanted to ask whether the bad news was about the overdue and missing Mavericks team, but guessing was useless, and only wasted time. Pressing a button under her desk to close her office door, she also alerted UNEF HQ and Lemuria that she was involved in an important discussion. Alarm bells would be ringing at UNEF HQ, and senior officers would be freeing up their schedules for her to brief them shortly.
Go ahead, please. First, there is good news. Lieutenant Colonel Perkins and her team have been found alive and well. Not completely well, perhaps. I will explain that.
Found?
Where? You call the planet Camp Alpha, I am told.
Camp?
Lynn's brain locked up momentarily.
Alpha? What the hell are they doing on that godforsaken world? Isn't that in Kristang territory?
She struggled to recall whether that distant and rather unimportant planet had changed hands during the recent chaos of the Kristang civil war and military defeats suffered by the Theranin.
Were, not are. The Mavericks are not on Camp Alpha in Kristang space. They're aboard a Jarapha civilian transport ship. Please allow me to explain.
Holy shit.
Lynn slumped back in her chair a few earth-shattering minutes later, forgetting that she was speaking with the leader of the planet.
These infected keepers could already be on Gitanu?
She used the Ruhar name for the planet. While she spoke, she clicked an icon on her laptop to alert UNF HQ to expect a Priority 1 message and began touch-typing while she spoke with the Burgermeister. Undoubtedly, lower-ranking Ruhar would be contacting UNF HQ soon. The Burgermeister contacting her directly first was a courtesy that testified to the strength of the relationship they had developed.
It is possible the infected keepers are here now, yes. As you know, our satellite sensor and defense network is not complete.
But Turner's tone turned sour, as she had regularly complained to the federal government about the strategic defense network being far behind schedule. The response from the federal government was always that resources were constrained and needed badly elsewhere as the Ruhar took possession of territory captured from the Kristang.
Even if the network were fully operational and the battle group were here, it is unlikely we could stop a single small stealth ship from landing. The Kristang are skilled at stealthy infiltrations.
This is not good,
Lynn said to herself, though she spoke aloud.
We will need to be on alert for humans who left with Admiral Kekrondo's group.
Yes, however, the Kristang would certainly have supplied the infected people with false identification, including cloned Z-phones. I am afraid the most effective way to identify infiltrators will be for your people here to report anyone they do not recognize as belonging to their immediate group.
All right.
Then we'll need to restrict movement, confine people to their area where they live.
General Bezenson figured the Ruhar were already planning to put travel restrictions in place soon, with a strict lockdown on human movements.
Administrator, there may be a faster and easier way to identify infiltrators. We can broadcast a message to all Z-phones that the keepers have been infected with a deadly virus. When the infiltrators,
she considered how close that word sounded to traitors,
hear the message, they will learn that they are being used by the Kristang. We would encourage them to give themselves up, get treatment, or at least avoid spreading the infection.
That is a good idea, and we will certainly try that.
However, my intel people warn me it is not likely to be an effective strategy with the target population. These keepers departed with the Kristang because they believed my people are the true enemy of humanity and that UNEF committed treason by cooperating with us. The keepers believe there is a conspiracy to deceive UNEF troops. They believe that so strongly they left with the Kristang. It is likely the Kristang chose the most committed and fanatical people for this mission. Such people would hear your warning message about them being infected and consider it to be another lie by my people and by UNEF headquarters. Damn it. Lin knew the Ruhar was right. Goddamn stupid, ignorant keepers, she thought to herself. It was bad enough those idiots wasted their lives by going with the Kristang, because Lin knew from Ruhar intel reports that many of the keepers had been sold as slaves to be used for hunting or other sport. At least those particular assholes had long ago seen the truth and regretted their stupidity. The infected group of keepers had to be different, or some of them would give themselves up as soon as they set foot on Paradise again. They must have been sold some line of bullshit about a patriotic mission, and the Kristang would have selected only the most delusional humans for the infiltration effort. Damn it! UNEF would be hunting the most fanatical of the lunatics among the keepers. No amount of persuasion or psychological tricks would work those assholes. Everything they heard would only serve to reinforce their minds that UNEF was lying and treasonous, and that therefore they must remain steadfast to complete their mission. To be safe, we will need to separate the human population from your people. That would be prudent. Currently, we do not have a reliable method of detecting infection in either humans or Ruhar, so we cannot be sure the virus has not already been transmitted. A quarantine is the most effective method of preventing a pandemic in the short term. We will be confining humans to southern Lemuria. Lin looked around her office, wondering if she would ever see it again. What about those humans still in the northern jungle of Lemuria? There is a debate in my government whether to leave those relatively isolated populations in place and simply prevent them from traveling, or whether it would be best to transport them to southern settlements. General, we know this disease is highly virulent and spreads easily between humans. Consolidating your population in one area poses a risk that all humans on Gitanu could become infected. The disease is fatal to humans, even though we are carriers? Yes. The data from Camp Alpha indicates the disease goes dormant for approximately 3 months, then progresses rapidly in humans. Among Ruhar, the period during which the disease remains dormant is only 2 months. Our scientists tell me this is a very cleverly engineered pathogen. Its design involved technology far beyond our own biomedical knowledge. But surely you can manufacture an antidote, a treatment, or at least a vaccine. Not currently, no. Not quickly enough to matter in this case. Colonel Perkins recovered data about the Kristang bioweapons testing program. However, her team was not able to obtain samples, so our scientists will not have enough information to create a protective vaccine. As I said, this is a very sophisticated pathogen. The Kristang must have had help from a higher technology species. We will contact the Giraptha for assistance, but even if they agree to help, combating biowarfare between other species is not a technological strength of the Giraptha. Whew! Besenson did not care that the leader of the planet heard her emotional distress. We have no way to detect whether humans are infected? No. The first sign would be when humans begin falling ill at the end of the incubation period. General, by the time humans are showing symptoms, infected Ruhar could already be dead. Unfortunately, she cleared her throat with a slightly squeaky sound. Unfortunately, the situation here on Gitanu is not entirely under my control. Because the population of this world is under external threat, authority to deal with the threat rests with the battle group commander, Admiral Tanavon. Besenson tensed. She had met Tanavon on several occasions, and while the admiral was a decorated and well-respected commander, he was also a hard-ass. Tanavon had been a major obstacle to sending the Mavericks into space on a training ship, which is why Perkins had conducted an end run around the local chain of command to secure Ruhar fleet approval before Tanavon even knew Perkins had applied for her team to go off-world. I am sure the Admiral will do what Tanavon spoke with me immediately after our initial briefing from the fleet, Logalia interrupted. He stressed that because we do not know whether the Kristang have landed the infected keepers already, we must assume a significant number of humans are infected. We will be restricting the movements of our own population and quarantining any Ruhar who have had a recent contact with humans. That includes me, she added with a grimace. Confining my people to their home villages for an unknown length of time will not be popular. The Admiral and I talked about how to deal with civil disturbances. Tanavon made it very clear to me that he will not tolerate any breach of the confinement protocol, particularly by humans. UNEF will do our utmost to enforce whatever procedures you deem necessary to protect your people. Good. That is good. And you need to stress that to your civilian leadership, as your military force is now too small to truly be in complete control of your population. General Besenson, I overheard a remark by one of the Admiral's aides during our conversation, and you should repeat this in confidence to only your very senior leadership. What did the aide say? Besenson asked, fearing she knew the answer. That the only certain way to ensure humans on this planet do not pose a threat to Ruhar is if there are no humans alive on this planet.